Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I mean, the Eagles look good.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
He didn't wait for you to respond.
I'm excited about what just happened. We don't need to stop down for 2-3 minutes now to say good morning. I said good morning.
Morning, Max.
Key didn't even say hi, though, Max.
Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
You know, Key was working last night, grinding away.
No,
NFL Live.
No. NFL Prime Time.
Prime Time.
Me and Boomer and
Semantics.
Me, Boomer and Booger.
The
too many
semantics.
No, it was good. It was NFL Prime Time. It was good, but watching them games was even better.
The second one, at least.
I mean, but just depends on what you like. If you like the Eagles, then that game obviously was. You know, it was fun to watch.
Unless you're Pat Costello.
Listen, we're going to get
complaining about every call.
We're going to get to the Eagles because you've got to start. Like, there's a lot to say. The Eagles been really, when they're healthy, the best team in football, wire to wire, when they're healthy. But then it really points to Jalen Hurts because without him, it looked way different. And with him, they honestly look like one of the most dominant teams I've ever seen. Right? Like, that's saying a lot. We're going to get to all that, guys. But the Chiefs Bengals last night. You didn't have to even have a rooting interest in that game for it to be compelling. I mean, it came down to the wire, the whole thing. So before we even get into everything, what was your takeaway from that game?
From the Eagles? I mean,
Chiefs Bengals.
I mean, it was a good hard fought game. Obviously, they took it all the way down to the end of regulation. They were back and forth. Patrick Mahomes gutted out. You know, we could just drum it up to get it to Super Bowl for 2 weeks. His ankle was such a major issue, as we could tell. And they were down a couple of receivers. I mean, you know, you think about guys getting hurt in the course of the game, and all of a sudden they're empty. You know, Skylar Moore is playing wide receiver, who's a guy who's a return specialist, but all of a sudden he was forced into the lineup. I think the big thing that stood out to the game to me is guys like Chris Jones showed up. And that's why you pay guys like Chris Jones. I mean, they harassed Joe Burrow for everything that went on in the game in Buffalo, protection problems that we thought they was going to have in Buffalo. They didn't have. The defense in Buffalo didn't get after him when they needed to. But that wasn't the case here in Kansas City with this defense. When they needed to show up, Jay, they showed up, whether it was Frank Clark harassing him or whether it was Chris Jones flushing him out of pocket and getting him on the ground.
So Key has zoomed in, Max. I'm going to zoom out, expand the image a little bit on a macro perspective. Number one, whether you want to call it Burrowhead, whether you want the Cincinnati mayor to talk about maybe Patrick Mahomes should take a paternity test to see if Joe Burrow is his dad. Yeah, that really did happen. That stuff, regardless of whether it's manufactured or not, like people factor that stuff into the equation when you get a win like this. And secondly, as it relates to this matchup, I mean, the Chiefs aren't going anywhere, guys. They got a first, they got a second, they got a third, they got 2 fourths, they got a 6th pick. I mean, this is going to be the core of this team that's going to be around for a while. So when you think about, Max, the quarterback matchups, either you have an elite quarterback in the AFC, either you have a Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Joe Burrow, you know, reaching for Deshaun Watson, a Trevor Lawrence, a Justin Herbert, a Patrick Mahomes. And these guys yesterday, whether on a hobbled ankle, whether the O-line being depleted, guys being out, they carried their team. They carried their team. And then when I'm looking at guys like Dak, right, who they get 12 wins, but they can't carry the load of their particular teams. It's just such a difference between the way I look at the AFC and the way I look at the NFC is where it related to quarterbacks.
We can get it. It goes back to Eagles Niners, right? Can you win with a non-Superman quarterback nowadays, right? Maybe you can, but the odds are against it. We're going to get to all that. Right now, guys, Patrick Mahomes is going to his third – he's started 5 years. Everyone's going like, oh, 3 Super Bowls in the last 4 years. Or they go, he's been in the league 6 years. Stop, everyone. He has been a starting quarterback for 5 seasons. He has hosted the AFC Championship game every single season, five straight seasons. He missed his first Super Bowl by a pre-snap penalty against Tom Brady. Game was won. Never touched the ball again. They didn't change the rules for him. Or else he'd have gone to four Super Bowls in 5 years. As it is, he's going to his third Super Bowl in 5 years after hosting five consecutive AFC Championship games. He's about to win his second MVP. He already has a Super Bowl MVP. Oh, these are through the first five seasons as a starter. Patrick Mahomes, it's not close. The greatest quarterback who ever lived. Not close. There is no one in his category when you add it all up. And then you include the eye test. Not close.
Yeah, I can't say he's the greatest quarterback to ever live.
No. Not yet, Key. I'm saying through 5 years. Compare the first five years of anyone's career.
The greatest, though. You can't compare 5 years.
I'll tell you why you can. Do it in baseball with Mike Trout.
Some people get off to it. Mike Trout hadn't won dibbity-doo.
That's right, but every season you go, there's an argument he's the best ever. At a certain point, you just say he's the best ever. The point is, no one's ever had the first 5 years of his career like this. Just had never happened before.
No, I understand, but not yet. We'll start to have a conversation 6-7 years from now, but as far as, because some people start off slower, and then they finish strong.
That's right. I'm not saying he will be the greatest.
He finished strong. But I can't use that, but he certainly played hero ball last night, no question about it.
But Max, real quick, towards your point, though, legacy-defining, like, moments, and I hate when we use the word legacy, but, like, being on a hobbled ankle and him getting that first down, right, and it obviously passing the penalty that came down on the last play of the game, which got them in field goal range, like, things like that, when you hear guys talk about how he gritted it out and couldn't make plays with his feet, but he did in that moment.
All the stuff that, like, Joe Burrow gets a lot of credit for that toughness and moxie. Mahomes got all that, and Mahomes has supernatural ability, it seems. All right, here is Patrick Mahomes himself at the post-game presser talking about all the AFC Championship appearances and what lies ahead.
It's hard for me to comment on it. Me, my goal is to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, the AFC Championship is something that I'll forever remember, winning that Lamar Hunt trophy at Arrowhead Stadium. To me, the job's not finished. All you can think about is how are you going to get better? This is a great football team that we're going up against. I think you've seen that the last few weeks and this whole entire season. So I know I should take the best that we got, and that's going to take us preparing this next week and the next week after that to go out there and play our best football.
Then I think they will. They got to get healthy. You look at Juju, he had to leave the game due to medical issues. He has to get healthy. But the thing is I want to see Tony has to get healthy again. Mm-hmm. If he's healthy, I think that they're going to have to do some special stuff with him in the Super Bowl. But the one thing that has to happen defensively is they've got to figure out how to stop that Philadelphia Eagles vaunted as we move forward to the Super Bowl, that running game. Just the style of runs. If you look at late in the game in Philadelphia, you probably were sitting there saying to yourself, why are they running Jalen Hurts? Two things. To give whoever their opponent was going to be something to think about. And on top of that, to Philadelphia to close the game out. To show you that they have the ability to get into a certain situation late in the third quarter to close the game out by running Jalen Hurts. I feel like five or six times late in the game there.
There's not to mention Hassan Reddick, right? Like the Eagles got that's what I mean, guys, about we're going to get to the Eagles and the Niners. There's just a lot to get into. Meantime, Joe Burrow, it's so funny how things can swing on one play, right? Like, imagine if there's no late penalty in that game and they can't kick the field goal and they lose in overtime. Or Joe Burrow gets a call here or a call there that the officials missed and he wins. Now the whole thing is, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes can't get by Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's going to another Super Bowl. But as it is, he stopped here in the AFC Championship game. And guys, there's no guarantee you get back in the next couple of years. He might win the Super Bowl next year. Or the odds are you don't even get back to the AFC Championship game. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC you could lose on any given Sunday. So by a field goal, right? By the slimmest of margins on a couple of refs' calls, entire legacies and the way we think about guys change on a dime.
But Max, what we're not going to do is we're not going to sit up here and act as though the refs cost the Cincinnati Bengals the football game.
I agree.
I mean, you cannot push a guy out of bounds and into the fire pit, almost into the fire pit. And then, of course, Patrick Mahomes is going to put a little yeast on it and flop a little bit, but he should.
Right. He was pushed out of bounds, I agree with Key.
And he shouldn't have been pushed out of bounds. You can point to many things in the game. If would this happen? Oh, that's my God, right. If that wouldn't happen. If the refs wouldn't have, when Cook hit Hurst down the middle of the field and it was picked off, well, what if the referee would have turned his head and looked the other way and never saw it?
That's right. Well, there were holding calls missed.
But it happened.
Jay, I'm with Key on that.
You could make a case that Joe Burrow, a couple plays before Patrick Mahomes ran out of bounds and got the flag, that it was roughing the passer. But
it was.
I see that. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's when you play in Kansas City, it's like LeBron James. You play in Boston. Sorry, you're not going to get the call.
They're not going to miss. They're going to miss some calls miss it. Too. Well, it happens.
The one in Boston
but
was really
remember,
bad for LeBron, but
roughing the passer is real, kind of like touch and go this year.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Sometimes a guy just grabs a guy and throws him on the ground, and you're like, well, wait a minute, how is that roughing the passer? Then when it's egregious, the referee doesn't call. I mean, it's just one of those balancing acts. This year on roughing the passer.
And when it has an effect on the outcome of the game. But, Jay, the reason I brought it up originally is just that it's not to say, oh, the refs blew it for the Bengals. It's that these little moments in these tight games and the way we think about guys' whole careers change, that's what makes this stuff so compelling this time of year. These are the legacy-defining moments.
Agreed. I was going to say to Key, it is whack, though, for me, and I get it, though. But when you see everybody coming into the locker room after the game and one of the guys from Cincinnati's yelling at the guy, like, oh, don't hit the quarterback, you're like, come on, man.
Yeah,
I know Michael Parsons
really
tweeted about it.
I really don't know what that was about, but.
That's lame, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I would have had the energy in that situation when everybody knew what went on. You know, I can't speak for his teammate, but you're right, Jay. You probably don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Just probably don't
wait until you're
that.
In the locker room.
I don't even want to do it in the locker room.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because
you already know you made it. Yeah, you're right.
So from the time that you actually did it,
oh,
to the
so
time
bad for him.
That we got to the locker room, that was probably
20 minutes.
Who was barking at him, guys? Joseph Asai.
I don't know who was barking at Joseph Asai. It was another player.
That's right. It was another player.
Yeah,
I saw the video.
The locker room, yeah.
But that's
20 minutes, man. Yeah,
the thing I would say about that, guys, is Joseph Asai made a bad mistake at a bad time, right? But
it
the
was
guy,
Pratt.
Who, the guy who barked at him,
Pratt.
Also Pratt made a bad mistake at a bad time too. He probably wishes he had that one back. You know, they both do, right? The Eagles dominated the Niners. Dominated them. How much blame does Kyle Shanahan deserve? How much credit does Jalen Hurts deserve? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Brock Purdy has been taken out of the game.
Oh, no.
Josh Johnson, the veteran, is in to play quarterback.
Hurts again under center. He sneaks, he pushes, and he is in! Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
by the final score, the Eagles 31, the 49ers 7. Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU till 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can download
the podcast. Yes, take a breath, Max.
Listen on the smart speakers. We're everywhere. What a performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. They are look, they had three losses this year, but well, two of them came without Jalen Hurts, right? Like, when Hurts has been playing for this team, remember early in the season, guys, when I was like, I look at a team at a certain point when I'm
where were you to, like, Max?
When I start to pick winners, and I'm like, okay, this team is not a 14-15 win team. They're due to get popped, right?
Yeah, you said 15 was too much.
Right. No, but the only reason why it was 14-3.
Because Hurts got hurt.
16 games. But the only reason why they would Hurts got hurt.
Yep.
And if he wasn't hurt,
they don't have one or two losses.
They had the Commanders loss.
Yep.
And that might have been the only one.
That might have been it. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. They were a team that whose dominance in the regular season, at least, and now extending all the way until the Super Bowl, at least, I will remember. They're a juggernaut when Hurts is healthy.
Yeah, but a lot of people, including yourself and Jay, was questioning their schedule. Don't you look at me outside your eyes like that, Jay.
I mean, question
their schedule.
Well, you're allowed to ask questions about a team in particular.
Ask.
I mean, but we
I
also
never said you wasn't allowed to ask.
But in the same breath, we also did say that they were the most complete team in the NFL.
Yeah, we did. But y'all,
before the season started, we said that.
Yeah.
You questioned their schedule just like we questioned. Yeah. Minnesota's realness. We put them on the same level to a degree as Minnesota.
No, stop.
Yes, people did. No. Man,
it was more so people questioning Jalen Hurts at the beginning of the year.
Of course they
were wrong.
They completely.
Our show was right.
I've been on Jalen Hurts since day one, and I'm not taking it back. I'm pounding my chest.
Jalen Hurts has a chance to when the dust settles, he could be seen as the second best quarterback in the NFL. Because even if he were to beat Mahomes, it would still be like, yeah, but Mahomes has done it now for 5 years, right? He has a lot of hardware already in his cabinet.
If he beats Mahomes, he will be the second best quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There is no argument there. I don't care about the statistics. There's no argument there. You win the Super Bowl, because here's what I would say. If Josh Allen won the Super Bowl, if Joe Burrow won the Super Bowl, you would anoint them. If Justin Herbert won the Super Bowl, you would sit there and say, "Oh, the best record."
Right.
You would do that.
And some people like you, would be like, "Oh, I don't know. You can't say that for sure."
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that if they have a chip.
Right. That's why I'm making the argument, Keith. I'm making that very argument that if Hurts goes all the way, with the exception because Mahomes is still number one, is my point.
Of course Mahomes is number one, and Jalen Hurts is two.
Right. There's a difference.
But I still might take Aaron Rodgers over Jalen Hurts with the right team.
See, it's
I'm just telling you.
It's people like you keeping Hurts down.
But Max, you can rank quarterbacks without saying who you might take to start your franchise. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
But I think we all, it's safe to say, if we had a franchise and we needed to win a Super Bowl in 2 to 3 years, probably going to look at Aaron Rodgers real hard. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, it's not only is he putting up the numbers and all those things, but just look at what the team looked like with him and without him.
Great
right?
recipe. Look at his numbers from yesterday. He defense plays well. They run the football. No turnovers by him. He stays under 30 attempts. That's the recipe for success.
So one of the
that's just because we talk a lot about Patrick Mahomes and the high ankle sprain and needing the 2 weeks to get rest. Like, it still didn't feel to me, even though they blitzed him yesterday, that Jalen Hurts seemed fully healthy.
Yep.
Right? Like, he still had some – there were some missed throws. And you wonder, like, that 2 week stint's going to be good for him, too, for both these quarterbacks to get to full health so they can compete at the highest level.
What they did is they tailed back the passing game. Okay? He missed the deep throw to A.J. Brown. He missed it a little bit, but he'd like to have
overthrown. That was overthrown.
He'd like to have that one back. I'm sure if they gave him another shot at it, he would have connected. That was a nice scramble and throw to Devontae Adams on the left.
Ooh,
not Devontae Adams, Devontae Smith.
That left-handed
catch. On the left-hand side with a nice grab. I mean, he did some stuff, falling away, falling back, being rushed. As you remember, Pat, late on third down, across the middle to A.J. Brown, low, but he scooped it up. He was able to get enough velocity on the football. So he did some stuff there that made you say, okay, this is the guy. When everybody doubted him coming into, like he said yesterday, there were probably certain people who didn't want to see him drafted in Philadelphia. That's just the reality of it. They gave Carson Wentz $120-something million, and then they wind up selecting him in the second round as an insurance policy.
Oh.
But they were smart enough to realize this guy here is probably better than the guy we just gave the money to.
Yeah.
Let's ruffle his feathers, get rid of his ass, insert Jalen into the lineup. Jalen becomes a full-time starter as a rookie to me, because I don't count the four games. So it becomes a rookie year. He takes them to Tampa Bay. He loses against Tampa, which was a juggernaut of a team at that time on defense for a young quarterback. And then this year, Jay, as you mentioned, he comes out. Everybody's still questioning, oh, whether or not he can throw the football over the middle, and he can do this, and he got – of course he's going to get better. It's his second year as a full-time starter, and now he's in the Super Bowl.
He is also one of those Superman quarterbacks. Like, this is one of the things. Can you still win with a guy in the, in these finals four here, in this final four, you had three Superman quarterbacks and one regular human quarterback, right? Brock Purdy is a nice little quarterback, but he's like a regular quarterback. And you look at Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts, and these guys have extra special powers at the position. And the question is, I had going into these to this round was, can you – because Niners got everything you need, right? Everything you need and a nice quarterback. I don't know. I think – I mean, you can win a Super Bowl with a guy like – but a lot
I mean, look, I still think the Eagles were the better team. But Brock Purdy did get hurt early in the game. I mean, he tried to come back.
He had to come back in.
He had to come
back.
Making
him the third and fifth string quarterback, by the way.
He got a running back in there at one point in the game, right?
Yep.
So at the end of the day, you're sitting there looking at the 49ers. I mean, you're like, wow, what happened to that defense? That defense was supposed to be so vaunted. And you know, we talked about that. Obviously, it couldn't handle the running game and how Jalen Hurts and company played. But, man, like at the end of the day, man, the Eagles are just that team, and the 49ers weren't without Brock Purdy.
Well, you got guys like Jason Kelce coming and pulling. Centers shouldn't be able to pull in the National Football League. But you got a center pulling, getting up on the linebackers, Greenlaw kind of playing brother-in-law, moving around, not going over the top and making and forcing the run back toward the flow of the traffic. Instead, he goes underneath Jason Kelce, so therefore he's going to miss the block. I mean, he's going to miss the tackle to – Sanders just walks into the end zone. A lot of that, and then another one where Nick Bosa, Kelce pushes up and then slides to the right on Nick Bosa, almost knocked his head off, and then the guy walks into the end zone there. Defensively, DeMarco Ryans and company did not, but they didn't help him either.
Mm-hmm.
The defense didn't help him with all those different penalties. So when you look at that, Jay, a lot of that, when you talk about this defense being stout, the last time they saw a potent offense was in Week 8 against the Kansas City Chiefs. That was the last time.
Yep.
You can say they saw the Miami Dolphins, and that's not the same.
Jason Kelce, man, and by the way, him and Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Lane Eagles Johnson, too.
That Eagles offensive line is really the carryover from the last Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl and won it in 2017, right? And they did it with a normal quarterback, not a superhuman quarterback, in Nick Foles, right? But that line deserves a lot of credit. Stoutland, too, the offensive line coach. Does Joe Burrow deserve any blame for yesterday's loss? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
And a reminder, we will be joined by Rex Ryan at 7 a.m. and Dan Orlovsky at 7:30 a.m. to break down the games. But right now, it's time for the no huddle. Let's go. Joe Burrow, guys, wasn't great all game yesterday. and during his post-game presser took the blame for the loss.
These games are never going to be pretty. You just got to find ways. And, you know, it felt like that was, you know, the tide was turning our way. I felt like we were going to, you know, just find a way to win this game. But, you know, like I said, didn't make the plays down the stretch.
He didn't, although he did have that run for the first down negated, right? And that I felt like maybe they'd get rolling, but it was still a close game. He was outplayed finally by Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter. Until now, it's been the opposite. Does he deserve any blame for the loss, Key?
No, I don't think he deserves any blame for the loss. First of all, he had an offensive line out there that could not protect him. He got harassed for the most part every single night, but when it counted most, the bigs on the other side for the Kansas City Chiefs and Chris Jones and Frank Clark, they showed up with about 44 seconds left in the game. He gets sacked by Chris Jones. I wouldn't place blame on him at all, but here's what I do like, Jay. I like that the young man feels a certain way. I wouldn't be shocked if Cincinnati falls back into this position again next year in an AFC championship game in Kansas City again.
You see, I like reversing this whole thing, Max. Instead of speaking from a fan perspective, speaking as a player, like I'm always going to blame myself because I had a piece of, you know, I could have been better. Right. So the way you look at this as a team, yeah, we had a play down the stretch that could have cost us the field goal, but we're never going to singly, like individually call out one player. And as a quarterback of a team, the guy being who Joe Burrow is, of course, you're going to have blame moving on because, you know, if you were to perform better, you guys would have won.
They got to buttress that offensive line a little bit, I think, in this draft.
Well, they just did.
They just did that. They just revamped it.
And guys, nowadays an offensive line is like a pitching staff in baseball. You need five starters, and you need three dudes who can be versatile along the line, backing them up, that are almost as good as starters. That's the NFL nowadays.
Max, they still had a chance to win the game.
They did. They did. That game could have gone any way, like all the Chiefs-Bengals games. Could go any either way. All right. The Bengals did a lot of trash-talking, guys, heading into the game. And it seems like it was used as motivation. Listen to Patrick Mahomes afterward.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think no one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. And we think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
I picked them to win. I just figured, Key, it's close every time. One team is due. You're not going to lose every game, right? But clearly they did not like the talk coming out of Cincinnati.
Well, I mean, it's very easy to say they didn't like the talk. They won. So, of course, it played a part because I won. In the end, I lose. I don't even mention the trash talk.
The other team
is talking about the trash talk. Jay, you know how that goes. I mean, come on, man. You really think that they sat around and thought about it the course of the game? No, they thought about it when them ticks on them last kick, when that kick went and it tick, tick, tick. That's when they started thinking about, yeah, they was talking trash to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trash talking, man, I could care less about. I mean, Cincinnati's mayor, that was hysterical. Okay, I do want to ask you a quick question.
All mayors talk.
I know. Quick question on the middle. No,
it's part of political.
Why not call a timeout? Why not try to freeze the kicker at the end of the game?
Well,
you have a timeout
there's
of your
a couple things, right? You say, and I'm sure most people would say, why not? Why take that timeout to the locker room with you? Here's what I would say. I would then say that if I call timeout, he gets a swipe at the kick, so he gets like an extra practice swing, so to speak. Now he misses on a practice swing because he's, you know, just kicking it. And then he comes back and he makes it anyway. Or if I don't call the timeout,
here it is.
He's thinking in his mind, oh, he's going to call a timeout. So he doesn't follow through fully. And then
could you imagine if he calls a timeout and he misses it and that's the one he called the timeout?
But Max, I'm always calling a timeout. I'm always playing that psychological game with you.
But
I'm always giving you extra time to think.
But remember, Jay, the psychological game.
It's on both sides. I hear
you.
It's on both sides, yeah.
You thinking this is what he's getting ready to do. So now I don't even really follow through. I just go up and go.
That's true.
And he doesn't call it.
That's an interesting interpretation, Jay, I think. Yeah. All right. The 49ers, guys, they had to play four quarterbacks this year, including two quarterbacks yesterday. I really think Brock Purdy, when he came back in the game, is the fifth stringer, right? He's the fifth string quarterback because he had to come back in because the fourth string guy got hurt. It's unbelievable. Kyle Shanahan talked about whether or not the loss will fuel this team. Listen to this.
Yeah, always, but that has to do with how hard we work and the team we build and staying healthy and going back to square one and fighting through the offseason, fighting through a whole regular season and get into this moment again and hope we get a little bit better draw and hope we play a little bit better.
And Key, you said, like, going into this game, right, the reason they got Trey Lance in the first place, reportedly, is Kyle Shanahan sees Josh Allen and goes, man, I need to get me one of them guys, right? And me, he went in without a guy like that because he got hurt. But still, and I think it showed up. Are the Niners going to be in the playoffs next year? And if so, how far do they get?
They are going to be in the playoffs next year. But here's my dream scenario for Johnny Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. There's a guy in South Florida who's 45, 46 years old. I'm going to have a conversation with him come free agency, and I'm going to say, hey, you get to ride off into the sunset with essentially the same type of team that you had when you left New England and you went to Tampa. This is what I want you to do. I want you to come play for me in Tampa Bay, Tom. Tom Brady's his name. I got a stout defense. I got a running game. I got one of the most dynamic players in the National Football League on the offensive side of the ball in Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel as number two. We can upgrade one or two receiver positions. By the way, we got one of the top tight ends in Kittle. All I need you to do is teach Brock Purdy and Trey Lance how to play football. All I need you for is a year. I just need you for a year. You got the best left tackle in Trent Williams, so you know you're going to be protected. And guess what? Here's the caveat. You were a little boy. Remember that jersey that you wore in Joe Montana? This could be your dream scenario. We could do whatever you want us to do, but we need you in the worst way.
It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, the talk of Tom Brady being in San Francisco does make a lot of sense. First off, personally for him, I wonder that separation from the family, right? It seems like an East Coast, Florida thing for him with the kids. That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, Max. And then also, Kyle Shanahan does like to run a ton of bootlegs, right? Granted, you could change around the offense, but last time I saw Tom Brady, Keith, Tom Brady cannot move in the pocket. I hear it's a one-year plan. It doesn't make sense.
Kyle Shanahan is the offensive coordinator that we all think he is, I want you to just go back to the Super Bowl run that they had in Atlanta with who else? Matt Ryan. Ryan was a smaller sub-zero than Tom Brady.
You don't take a swing at
Derek
Carr?
Neither one of them couldn't. I'd rather have Tom Brady in this
position. Derek Carr's elite.
Yeah, but Derek Carr got like 5-6 more good years. So now what happens? Yeah, absolutely. What happens is if you go after Carr, now what are you going to do with the other two quarterbacks and Brock Purdy and Trey Lance? That's not a one-year situation. Brady is a one-year situation. I understand what you're saying, Jay, about being away from his kids, things of that nature. And South Florida is out of the question based on Adam Schefter and what Adam Schefter said about the Miami Dolphins. He could be home close to his mom and dad and whoever else in his family in the Bay Area in San Mateo, California. But you mentioned distance. Man, that's what you got all that damn money for. It's called travel. It's called that G650 you got, Jay. Loan that to him.
It's a lot of expenses.
Another Philly team, guys, is heading to a championship game, at least. You know, don't forget.
I got a G650.
They lost in the World Series, and there's a chance that they're going to lose in the Super Bowl, although I fear that they are favored slightly now. I think that's going to grow. The Eagles are very, very good. So how insufferable are our producers, Pat and Alan, going to be for the next 2 weeks, both Philly guys?
Pat was just angry throughout the whole game yesterday while they were blitzing. I mean, I was like, how are you sending angry texts on the text chain while you guys are up 25 points? I don't understand that.
Just ready for the disrespect to end after a two-score win in the Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Could be. I mean, the Eagles.
No, I don't know about no two.
The Eagles are the Eagles are the most complete team in the NFL since preseason, guys.
They're not getting ready to run shop on Patrick Mahomes and company.
Better offensive line. They got a better defensive line. They got a lot.
Yeah, but they're not going to beat them by two touchdowns. They got the dude that's the cape, man. Stop.
This is why you get angry texts from
me. Giving Devontae
Smith. Why? Because they're not going to win by two touchdowns?
I didn't say they wasn't going to win. It. I said by two touchdowns. Geez.
That's part of
I'm rolling with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, but that's the damn problem with you Eagle fans. Y'all get to the Super Bowl, now all of a sudden, you're going to win by two damn touchdowns. Just be glad you get a W.
Guys, Devontae Smith, was that a catch, yes or no?
What? What they call on the field.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, but by the way, but Max, that's why if you're Smith, you're like, let's run the hurry up. Like, you saw him, like, hurry up, let's go, because he knew what time it was, right?
It would have been one of the greatest catches of all time if that was a clean catch.
What you mean, one of? You think they're not going to show that in B-roll on Fox during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but that, yeah, it's just that it wasn't a catch. But anyway, the
Super
Bowl.
It was a catch. They called it. Yeah, they scored on the next couple plays.
I know, but if you watch it again, it wasn't.
Oh, God,
the Super Bowl is all set. Which storyline should you be paying attention to the next 2 weeks? We got you covered. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Patrick Mahomes. He's going to his third Super Bowl in 5 years after hosting five consecutive AFC Championship games. He's about to win his second MVP. He already has a Super Bowl MVP through the first five seasons as a starter. Patrick Mahomes. It's not close. The greatest quarterback who ever lived. Not close. There is no one in his category when you add it all up. And if Mahomes wins his second Super Bowl, now he's entering Tom Brady-level team accomplishment this deep into his career, but his personal accomplishment is way beyond what Brady did in the first five seasons of his career. I'm not saying, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. I'm not saying, Key, he's the greatest of all time, and I understand where you're like, well, we shouldn't even put – but, like, you could take a guy like Tim Lincecum, the Giants pitcher back 10, 20 years ago. He first three, 4 years of his career, one of the best ever, right? He was. But then it didn't turn out that way. That's okay. But the first 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go first five years, we could point. I mean, it's interesting to me. You know how I am.
Of course,
Let's wait to see the cake baked, man. You always want to pull a cake out the oven before it's done.
I just like observing it as it's happening.
Well, yeah. Let it bake. Turn on the light and look at it.
He's made the Final Four 100% of all of his seasons. He's made the Super Bowl 60%.
And remember, it's only not 80% because of a pre-snap penalty. They had won that game against Tom Brady. I mean, it's unreal what he's done. So here are the storylines, guys. I mentioned Patrick Mahomes and the historically great run he's on. His trajectory at the moment means that he has a chance to be the greatest player who ever lived. He has a chance. Not 5 years into a guy's career, usually, you can't say that, but you can still say that about Mahomes. The Eagles are two-point favorites. The game opened as a pick 'em. I think that's going to widen for the Eagles. They are a dominant team. Andy Reid, guys, the Andy Reid Bowl.
But I wonder why would it be a pick 'em if Kansas City is kind of right as it stands right now. If they, as like I said, if they had to play the game tomorrow, Kansas City's banged up.
Yeah.
and Philadelphia is healthy. So why would it be a pick 'em, or why would Kansas City even be favored? I don't understand. Is it just because people like the experience of Patrick Mahomes and the inexperience of Jalen Hurts?
Well, really, the bookie, the people who make the book, who make the line, are just trying to get equal action on each side of the line. So they're guessing at that point. When they start, they're like, we think that this line will produce equal action on both sides. And when bets start coming in on one side, it starts to move the line. So they were, I agree with you, Key, in the analysis that the odds makers here were off when they opened it as a pick 'em. They should have opened it, honestly, I feel, guys, at least 2.5 points for Philly.
Yeah, it's at two right now. It's at two right now. Philly's favorite by two.
I think it's going to widen.
Oh, they are favorite by
two. As of right now, yeah. It's going to fluctuate.
Fluctuate to what, though?
Well, I mean, fluctuate to what bettors want to bet on, pretty much, where the masses are going.
I think if they'd open it 2.5, they got equal action. It seemed
like, what y'all call it, smart money?
Yeah.
It seemed like the smart money would be to Philadelphia's strength.
Yeah.
Based on the injuries and him having a – dude, he was out there playing with Sky Moore. Like, come on. Sky Moore's a nice little player on the special team side in the return game and some gadget plays, but he's not a receiver.
Hey, guys. Jay, this is the first time two African-American quarterbacks are facing each other ever in the Super Bowl. Like, that's a big deal.
Mm.
That's like another storyline to pay attention to, right?
That's a – well, I mean – I mean, if you want to pay attention to two black quarterbacks playing in the Super Bowl, yeah, it's a good storyline, but I'm not paying attention to it.
I'll tell you what, it's an indication of what's good. Like, think of why hasn't that happened for so many years?
Well,
they finally found two black guys.
Because
it's because
playing the position
yes,
like that.
It indicates
but,
that for –
But
for,
I'm not – it's not really – to me, it's, to me, Max, is two black quarterbacks, and I'm going to watch it, and I'm rooting for either one of them because I come out on top regardless of who wins. Because they are black. So, yes, that is correct. But I'm not paying attention to it.
I get it.
Like
it's
that,
just a demarcation, you know? Like, Jay.
But, yeah, I hear you, Max, on that. But it's like I never thought like a black quarterback couldn't be in the Super Bowl. Like there's
– Well, we've had them in the Super Bowl before.
We
never had two. Just like we had Dungy and we had Lovie Smith as the two first black head coaches to appear in the Super Bowl against one another. Somebody's got to win.
Guys, the league is 75% African American, and we're in Super Bowl 57. So you know how many times two white quarterbacks?
Of course, Max. Like, we know this. We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Max.
That's why I'm bringing it. So sometimes you got to stop and acknowledge.
No,
what's
I'm
happening.
Not saying.
I agree.
I'm
gonna go ahead and say, though, like I also feel though, Max, sometimes like being black, like to bring that up at the forefront, like it. Just creates an interesting reaction from people, right? So I get you bringing it up, but I guess for Key and I, just to sit back and let it sink in for a while and let that become a storyline that doesn't happen like the day right after we figure out who's going to be there. Does
yeah,
that
so
make sense?
For me, yeah, so dude, for me, Max, it's cool. It's cool. It's cute. I like the fact that there's two brothers that's starting at quarterback. Like
1,000%.
I come out either way. I'm, you know, whether Pat wins or whether Jalen Hurts wins, I'm good as a black man. But that's not my focus in the Super Bowl. Guess why? Because they're in it. They're there. They've made it. So it's not my focus anymore.
It's also the Andy Reid Bowl. It's Andy Reid's old team versus Andy Reid's new team.
And there's three guys on the Philadelphia Eagles team that's still part of that team that he drafted before, you know, when he left, that's still there 10 years ago. So he gets the chance to see three of those guys. I know Kelsey's one. I feel like Johnson may be the other, and then there's somebody else. I can't think of the name, but when you said that just now, it popped in my head that there's three guys that Andy Reid drafted that's still part of that team.
Hey, real quick, just I wanted to bring up a point, Max, before we pivoted a couple of times, just when Key was making a point about, you know, and granted, it's where the market is, but he was throwing the ball to Sky Moore when you think about Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, think about how much Patrick Mahomes has overcome, right? You lose Tyreek Hill, his team is still here in the championship game. And when we make mention of things like Daniel Jones, what do we always say? Who is he throwing the ball to? Who is Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to? Just continues to prove his greatness.
It's unreal, and he was spreading it around. Remember early in the game they showed the stat, 6 different receivers. He was like 9 of whatever it was. And he spreads it around, no Tyreek Hill. every other, and I understand the offense runs through the tight end as the primary pass catcher key, but whenever you've taken the top wide out away from any of these dudes, it looks different.
No,
and whenever
absolutely.
You give him a top one, it looks different. Mahomes is the only dude where, same dude, maybe better. I mean, this dude
it was
so
big.
Good.
MVS showed up big. 6 catches, a buck 16 and a touchdown, gave him some of that Tyreek Hill effect. I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill, but he still was able to do some stuff that made you go, okay, he got some sizzle in his game.
For sure. Also, the All-Kelce Bowl, right? Two brothers facing each other in the Super Bowl, Travis and Jason. Do any of the losing teams have legitimate gripe with the officials? That's coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.